Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, without question, it was a season to remember. Terry Morin's third Hoosier women's basketball squad, an Elite Eight run in the WNIT, a record 23-win season, 15 home court wins, a new mark. The four-year senior class of Jen Anderson, Carly McBride, and Alexis Gassian setting a program record for any four-year class with 80 total wins. Some reflections, taking a step back and catching your breath as Coach Terry joined me the other night on Sports Talk from Yogi.
You know, having terrific people that you get to work with every day, and a terrific staff and support staff. It's going to be sad to see those seniors, Jen and Lex and Carly, you know, depart. I think Lex is planning on going over and playing overseas, and Carly and Jen are yet to decide. Jen has a few more classes she needs to wrap up to get her degree, and she'll be here this summer. And then, you know, who's to say right now what Carly's plans are? But, you know, three seniors that, again, when we look back at the beginning of this, and that was 3 years ago when we arrived in Bloomington, you know, three kids that obviously we leaned on heavily to, you know, instill the culture that we wanted, that they've been able to accomplish, and just really grateful and thankful for the help that they've given us the last 3 years in you know, just representing the senior class.
That's IU Women's head basketball coach Terry Morin. She, her staff, support staff, players will be feeded next Tuesday night. It'll be a night of celebration at the Hinkie Hall of Champions at 7 o'clock. Still some seats available. They do have limited space, so go to IUHoosiers.com for more information. Reds and Baltimore wrap up their series tonight. Great American Ballpark. Marty Brenneman in his pregame at 7. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So a relatively new venue for the women to tackle starting Friday for Glenn Wallman's Hoosier Golfers. The ladies will play over in Mainville, Ohio. That's just a suburb outside of Cincinnati. It's the TPC Rivers Bend layout. First time it's been held, the Big Ten tournament here on this course. Big Ten championship time for Clint and his ladies.
Well, you know, honestly, we kind of started out a little slow. We had, you know, we had quite a few injuries and a lot of sickness early in the year. We didn't have an opportunity to play a lot competitively. We only had one competitive tournament in February, one in March. And, you know, we got home from spring break having played two pretty solid rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I mean, literally it was 2 days later we were playing in our tournament. And I think that was a really big thing for us. I think it was very helpful for us to, you know, not have a big break, to kind of just shift gears and build on the good stuff we did in Mexico. And they all played well. I mean, the level of play was much higher than it has been all spring. And
what's on the agenda list? What needs to be fixed? What needs to be smoothed out?
Well, you know, kind of the biggest thing for us is going to be eliminating the big number. That's kind of been our Achilles heel. We did it a couple times in Mexico. So kind of just eliminate some of the big numbers, I think we'll be in really good shape.
Well, that'll be key, obviously. IU women's golf coach Clint Wallman. Aaron Harper was team medalist coming out of the Lady Buckeye in Columbus on a tough course last weekend. The week before, at the Invitational here, Alex Kong won the team medal. Indiana will play for Anna San Juan, Carolina Garrett, Kong, and Harper, and also on the trip, Teresa Anjedra and former South Panther Emma Fisher. Don't forget tonight, little baseball. Marty Brenneman is pregame at 7. Final game of the series with the Birds, the Reds, Great American Ballpark tonight. I'm Joe Smith.